Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A new deadline is a few hours away in the labor dispute between the United Auto Workers Union and the big three U.S. automakers. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports the UAW says if there's no substantial progress by then, more workers will join the strike.
UAW President Sean Fain is expected to go live on Facebook at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to announce whether they're adding more plants to the strike and where. It's the next step in a union strategy that's meant to keep the car companies guessing. The car makers and the UAW have been talking all week, and new proposals have been made, but it's not clear whether enough progress has been made to call off an expansion of the strike. The two sides still appear far apart on wages and benefits. The union insists the big three can afford a record contract, given their record profits. The car makers say what they're offering is already historic, and that profits are needed for future investments. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Canada today. He'll address the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa. Yesterday, he was in Washington and met with the full U.S. Senate. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did not grant Zelensky's request to give a speech to a joint meeting of Congress because there wasn't time. Meanwhile, President Biden welcomed Zelensky to the White House.
Earlier this week at the U.N. General Assembly, I made it clear that that no nation can be truly secure in the world if, in fact, we don't stand up and defend the freedom of Ukraine from the face of this Russian brutality and aggression.
President Biden announced another $325 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine. The president is asking Congress for another $24 billion for Ukraine's needs. That request is facing opposition from some congressional Republicans. The medication Ozempic may be a diabetes drug, but it's become incredibly popular for helping patients to lose weight. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports the medication may have another side effect as well.
NPR analyzed the Food and Drug Administration's public database for capturing new side effects. The agency has received 489 reports of patients experiencing anxiety, depression, or suicidal thoughts while taking Ozempic and other semaglutide drugs. In 96 of those reports, the patient had suicidal thoughts. 5 of them died. Still, it's too early to know whether Ozempic and the other drugs caused the mental health problems. Here's Dr. Jonathan Alpert, who chairs the American Psychiatric Association's Council on Research.
So I always think it makes sense to take side effects like that seriously, particularly in drugs that are relatively new and that we're still learning about.
The FDA and Novo Nordisk are monitoring the situation and say they're confident in the drug's risk-benefit profile. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Senate has confirmed two more generals to top military positions despite a block by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's holding up hundreds of appointments because he opposes an unrelated military policy on abortion. The Senate confirmed General Randy George to be Army Chief of Staff and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the Marine Corps. Despite his block, Senator Tuberville voted yes on both nominations. Hollywood writers and studios will continue to negotiate a new contract today. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports they hope to end a nearly five-month strike that has put nearly all film and TV production on pause.
The Writers Guild of America and major Hollywood studios will be back at the bargaining table today, trying to come up with a new three-year deal. For the past 2 days, negotiators were joined by the CEOs of Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers Discovery, and NBC Universal. The screenwriters began their strike in May when their contract ran out. They're demanding higher residuals for writing hit streaming series, greater staffing levels for TV shows, and agreements over the use of artificial intelligence in the writing process. Even if a writer's deal is made and approved by members, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers still has to make a deal with the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, which continues its strike against the studios over similar issues. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Storm warnings are going up in the mid-Atlantic. There is a system more than 300 miles off the Carolinas that may strengthen into a tropical storm. Warnings extend north to southern Delaware for wind, rain, and storm surge. This is NPR.